Everyone wants their foal to grow up fast, but there can be problems for the foal that grows too fast. In a moment, we'll give you some ideas that may help your foal grow steadily and strong. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. Large foals that are growing rapidly are often considered to be at increased risk of developmental orthopedic disease, also known as DOD. Developmental orthopedic disease is a multifactorial disease and includes osteochondrosis desiccans, or OCD, epiphysitis, and flexure and angular limb deformities. Genetics, nutrition, and exercise can all play a role in DOD in foals. Studies have shown that restriction of exercise adversely impacts bone growth and development in young horses. Turning foals out in a large area such as a pasture or paddock for as long as possible is highly recommended. But too much forced exercise, such as lunging or round penning in circles for more than 10 minutes at a time, may increase the incidence of DOD. Genetically, there are some breeds that have more growth-associated problems than others, but this genetic element has not been fully identified. Nutrition is a key component in developmental orthopedic disease. Keeping the proper mix of nutrients and preventing the foal from becoming obese or too thin can substantially reduce the incidence of DOD in the growing foal. The nutrient protein is very important in the growing foal's diet. Studies have shown that weanlings fed rations with less than 12% protein had reduced growth rates and poor bone mineralization when compared with weanlings fed higher amounts of protein. Restricting protein in a rapidly growing foal's ration will not result in improved bone growth and may actually be detrimental to the animal. It has been well documented that mineral imbalances cause developmental orthopedic disease. It is known that deficiencies of calcium, phosphorus, zinc, and/or copper all result in defective bone maturation. But don't overdo the vitamins and minerals. Excess vitamin A and zinc have been shown to have detrimental effects on bone. For specific guidelines on minerals, please refer to Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet number 895, Feeding the Rapidly Growing Foal, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. Obesity also puts a foal at risk for developmental orthopedic disease. This is often the result of overfeeding. In addition, rations containing over 50% sweet feed, which are grain mixtures with molasses added, or rations with other high sugar concentrates, are of particular concern for foals predisposed to developmental orthopedic disease. This may be due to the increase in blood glucose and insulin that these feeds produce. High blood insulin has been correlated with an increased incidence of DOD, whether due to high sugar feeds or a genetic-based relative insulin resistance. Pelleted and extruded feeds tend to have lower molasses content and higher fiber concentrations. Epiphysitis is a form of DOD with enlargement at the growth plates, above the fetlocks and/or knees, and is associated with lameness and a reluctance to exercise. If this or contracted tendons, angular or other deformities appear, the ration is probably not properly balanced. Temporarily reduce the amount of concentrate fed while a nutritionist assesses the total ration's nutrient content. As soon as possible, reintroduce a balanced ration Start it back slowly to avoid a growth spurt that could cause problems. Starving the foal by feeding only grass, haze, and oats for a prolonged period of time, producing weight loss and poor growth, will not correct the problem on a long-term basis. Here are some recommendations to keep in mind when planning the growing foal's diet. Start introducing nursing foals to concentrates when they are 1 to 2 months of age. The concentrate should be between 14 and 18% protein, with the higher protein amount used if the foal has only grass forage available, such as timothy or brome hay. The feed concentrate should also have added calcium, phosphorus, copper, and zinc in a formulation designed specifically for growing horses. If the mare and nursing foal have access to each other's feed, they both should be fed the feed concentrate best suited for the foal. Regularly monitor the weight of the growing foal. Weight is a contributing factor of OCD. An obese foal has an obvious crease down the back, and its ribs cannot be easily felt. An excessively thin foal will have ribs which are clearly visible, hip bones prominent, and a dull hair coat. Take steps to decrease or increase the foal's ration according to its situation. Many times foals are fed in a group, and a few eat more than their share and keep the others from getting enough. If you see this happening, you may need to feed excessively thin or obese foals separately. All horses and foals need to have access to good, clean water and salt. The joy of a new foal can turn to worry when there are signs of developmental orthopedic disease, but careful monitoring and attention to the foal's exercise and feeding programs can help correct or eliminate the performance-limiting aspects of this disorder. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension fact sheet number 895, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.